Welcome to episode 355 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening to the show, let me fill you in on what this show is like. It's a lot like having 300 games in your Steam library and then saying, I have nothing to play. Then you realize you still haven't finished Red Dead 2, but you have zero desire to even start it. Even though you spent $60 twice on this goddamn thing. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who never finished Red Dead either.
Well, I'm Doug. I haven't finished Red Dead 2, but Kev has.
I was going to say, y'all on some bullshit. I'm Kevin, and I finished every Red Dead.
Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah, I never played that one.
Oh, but Red Dead Redemption. Oh, and then all of a sudden, you've been made out to be a liar.
That's why I clarified.
Yeah. But yes, well, you lied first.
I beat Red Dead 2 within like the first month of like when it came to consoles. Because man, I love that story.
Yeah, but you haven't beaten the real game.
The real game?
Yeah.
what turns into, do I go to the actual Wild West?
No, the PC edition.
Oh, you know, I've been playing through it, though. I was talking about that in the pre-game. I'm loving it. It is such a beautiful-looking game on the PC, too. If you have the means to play it on PC, please do. That is the ultimate experience.
Except you can't play it on high, medium, or ultra settings, because you would need to have the supercomputer from IBM with Watson in it in order to play on medium.
Well, I'm playing on 1080p, so I'm good. I get like my full frame rates, like 60 frames and everything. I'm not trying to do anything crazy, but it looks great even then.
I know, so. But we're trying to make it look like real life. They have pictures. I don't even think they could capture video. Or if they did, they used a...
That's what NASA blew their budget on in 2020.
Fucking, they worked with NASA to render this thing in 4K, so that way they can... Or they worked with Pixar, probably. It was like, hey guys, can you export this trailer in 4K for us? Sure. Give us 2 weeks. And that's how you got the trailer in 4K from Red Dead, because of the fact that ain't nobody touching that. You got to have like four 2080 Ti's up in that thing.
Four of them.
Four.
It's like, why mine Bitcoin when you can play Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you can't even buy four 2080 Ti's because... They just assume that you're mining Bitcoin and stuff, and so you can't. They legally can't buy four.
But unless
that's not true,
unless you go to Rockstar's website and get a release stating that they are for the game, but then you have to provide proof of purchase. You have to send in the rebate card, and all of that. So you buy them, you spend 2 weeks verifying, and then finally you can go pick them up. It's an easy process, but worth
so
it.
It's easy. I'm surprised more people haven't done it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, if you like what we're talking about, you find us somewhat funny, give us a chance. Go subscribe to us, and you can do so on our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. From there, you can find a whole bunch of cool links that are going to take you to different places on the dark web, like our other shows.
Hold on.
We have that? I must have missed a spot.
You click those links, you go check out our other shows. You can also click the link that says Discord. Man, I was so ready to revive the forum. Like, I was like, man, I think that's what we need. I think we need forums, because Discord is great. It's wonderful, but you can't really have lengthy conversations because there's so many people chiming in. Like, I get really sad when people post a meme or some kind of game related article and no one comments on it. And then it just gets passed by and like another conversation starts right after it. And I'm just like, fuck, a forum, that would never happen. A, it would just, I mean, it could be a ghost town and no one would comment on your post if it was bad. But at the same time, there's some quality stuff that goes on our Discord and it just gets ignored. And it really sucks because of the fact that it is that it is just that chat kind of centric thing. So I was like, man, yeah, forum, let's bring it back. And then I went and looked at another popular podcast who does have forums where that was their like main thing and how they delivered content through. And it's a fucking ghost town. And then today I saw that Sony is shutting down their forums and I just went, well, all hope is lost. I guess we're sticking with Discord.
Yeah.
So.
And Reddit. If you guys ever want to go to Reddit.
And Reddit. Yeah. Tough to wrangle people in there too. I guess. Yeah. I am showing my age, Wickton. I know. I miss forums. I miss it so much.
I had some of my best memories, man, on the Mega 60 forums, and the Mega 60 forums went away a couple of years as well. Like, it's a bummer, man, because I made some friends for life. People, you know, I probably wouldn't even have done my unboxing videos had it not been for like the Mega 60 forums. So, like, I wouldn't be knowing you guys today. So, forums, man, it's gonna be missed.
And that's how I did all my clans on there. I should clarify, because when you say clans these days, my gaming clans.
I don't know if you noticed. I definitely looked up at you like
gaming clans with a K.
My gaming clans, and when I say gaming, hold on, let me clarify one more step. Yeah. My video game clans, aka my group of friends, who would get together and play games together. You know, the forums were popping there. We used to use them for MMOs that we played all the time and stuff. So, man, it was a good time. But anyways, back to Discord. If you want to join in on the fun, you can. The link's there on the website. You can talk to us. You can talk to other people. Make some new friends. Play some games. And a lot of people, we're getting a lot of love in the gaming section of the Discord, where a lot of people are hooking up with each other to play some video games and do some co-op. So, make sure if you're looking for somebody, if you don't have a group of friends to do that, then please go over to the Discord. I think it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, please check out our Patreon. Our Patreon is put up there for us to get some extra money, some income going and flowing through the podcast, so that way we could do some really cool stuff. I think that we can announce it now. Because we're kind of like in the final stages, but we're doing a major upgrade to the 8-Bit Saga, and Doug and I have been working with a woodworker who is going to build us a D&D table. And what's so special about it is that we can upgrade our show because we're going to put a TV into this thing. And it's going to have native holes punched out for microphones. It's going to be customized for all of our needs and to deliver a better show for everybody, because of the fact that we're going to be able to turn this thing into a digital kind of setup, and it'll help the flow of the story. It'll also help not reveal spoilers to the players who are playing the game, so that way things can come as a surprise more. And so I think it's going to be really great for the show. And the reason why we bring it up is because all of you guys have helped put this together by being a patron. And so we thank you so much for it. We continue to upgrade everything that we do. And, you know, this is just one example of where your money goes. We try to be transparent with it. You know, the money goes right back into the shows. We try to do right by you guys. So with that being said, we do give you content through Patreon for your donations. And we do a daily show every day called The Diner. We also put post shows and pre-shows, Q&As. We do a brawl on there, which is a Patreon. You get that a day early from Kevin. And so we do a ton over there for you, just for as little as $5 a month. And you can go up from there. But we do thank you for everything, and I think it'll be a really great. We'll post some progress photos onto Patreon as this table is getting built, and you guys can see where your money's going and what it's doing for us. So we appreciate you, and we thank you. Thank you to everybody, because it really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
So All right. So let's get into the show. And I've coined this section now called Ridiculous Reviews Brought to You by Amazon. That's the working title.
Not
right
a
now.
Sponsor.
Not a, yeah. Hold
brought on. To you by Amazon, brought but not by, sponsored by Amazon. Yeah,
brought to you by Amazon. Let me put a little, yeah. Not a sponsor.
Asterisk.
Oh my God. That's got to be the new, what do you say, Kev, when you do your drop for the movie card?
Audio Jungle.
Yeah. That's got to be the new, Jungle. Like, not a sponsor. So, Doug, you're up, man.
All right. The first review is for Memory Foam.
Mm hmm.
Nice.
It's a verified purchase. This is 5 stars. And the size of the memory foam is a 3-inch memory foam. And the style is for a queen size bed. So
they say.
Never before has 3 inches felt so good.
Oh, welcome back, Sean. You came out of nowhere.
Surprise, motherfuckers. Very happy with this purchase. The foam expanded quickly to its full size.
Oh.
Whoa. It was the full 3 inches within a few minutes of opening. It's got just as much memory, if not more, than the 2-inch one I bought from Target. There's a very, very faint odor, but I found it barely noticeable and expect it to dissipate quickly. It's okay. Even bigger than my bed too, which is nice. I'm sleeping on a twin, but I put a queen on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like,
are you just, is it like hanging off the side?
Yep, I've actually doubled it up, so I'm getting the full 6 now.
Yeah. Oh wow.
That's, you know, not what I like is memory. That you put a ruler next,
yeah,
to this,
the picture.
Yeah, the picture.
All right, mine is a review of a spark plug, and
God damn it,
here we go. Hey, this is a 5-star purchase. It was
it says reviewed in the United Kingdom. What the fuck?
It was. I wrote this in the United Kingdom. I'm sorry, Kev, but I moved over there. After a lifelong adventure in New York, I was over it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I found a mechanic's shop to work at. Anyways, it's a spark plug. It is a spark plug. It goes pop, pop, and your engine goes ra-ka-ka-ka.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
There it is. You're welcome.
Oh.
The UK loves me.
The UK.
This accent gets me everything.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I've got a new mic, guys, if you didn't notice by the sounds of it.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I gave it a 5-star verified purchase. My name in this one's Amazon customer. Kept it anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Smart.
Quality mic. My friends didn't hear me fart.
Oh,
that's a real. This is a real review from me, actually. I have been very gassy lately.
Oh, that Taco Bell, man.
Yeah. That's true. And while I do try to hold in my flatulence to be polite and considerate, I couldn't hold it back anymore, and I couldn't mute myself fast enough.
Mm.
True story. I let out the longest, most painful fart of my life. I am a small female. Might I add, if you can't tell. I mean, if you're watching the live stream, you're like, yeah. So I'm a small female, so this was very surprising to me. Now, regardless, I am a peach, okay? Now, regardless of this horrific act, my rectum just committed. Not a single person heard it. Jared, nice. Or Doug. And Sean back there.
I heard it.
Oh, you.
Yeah, me. You know, I had it too.
That's because I've mic'd your chair. It's a secret mic there.
Another
I'm
one.
I'm gross. Bye.
Now I was pleased, and I am pleased to say that I don't have to hide my roaring farts anymore behind the mute button. So I am going to let them rip from here on out. Thank you.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, I got a review on these things too.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, my name's actually Neil. Okay.
Oh, nice to meet you.
From obviously still in the UK. And wow, just wow. Wow. These headphones are just so comfortable. The pads are really deep and soft. They completely wrap around your ears to maximize.
To maximize what?
Yeah, that's not a complete sentence.
Yeah, gotta go. Thanks, guys.
To completely maximize the sound of Kevin's farts.
Hell yeah. Sean is a verified purchaser.
All right, let's talk box office. And let's talk Sonic, because it took the number one spot in its first week, making $57 million. And I got to say, that whole marketing ploy to release a fake, messed up looking Sonic, it really worked, you know?
You really think it's a marketing ploy? Like,
Yes.
It has to
absolutely
be.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Kev.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, cool.
I think that they did just the trailer as the broken ass Sonic, and they were like, check this out. They released it. Everybody was talking about it.
That's true.
And like, I don't think that Sonic would have gotten that much publicity. If they just released the normal trailer. I think that this skyrocketed that to be the talk of the town. And then they go back and promise to fix it. They release the image of the new Sonic. And the thing that's messed up, this is one of the reasons why I think it was a complete marketing ploy, is that months before the redesign, there was a photo that somebody took at a movie theater with the redesigned Sonic already. And I was like, huh, that's kind of strange.
They already had the fixed one before the broken one was even released.
I was like, how can this happen? So I totally think that it was all marketing. But, I mean,
it worked.
I could be completely wrong. And on the DVD extras, they could probably go through the whole process of remaking Sonic. And I mean, but that could be fake too. Who knows?
And you look at all the clocks and they're all set back months.
Mm-hmm.
If they release
person forgot to do it on the computer screen, the background, and it's asleep and it shows the correct date.
Uh-huh.
God, I can picture the YouTube.
Oh, man. Here it is. Now. It's, you know, it's April, you know, or whatever, 2019, and we're having to go back and fix this. Oh, shucks. Oh, and it's shucks. Like December 2019 or whatever. Like,
but I took my kid to go see this movie. And it's a really, really good movie. Like, it's a ton of fun. It is, Jim Carrey is at his best with his crazy antics. It's so good. Like, I really had a good time with it. And it also broke records. Like, it broke a record for a video game movie debut. So it made $100 million total. So, in worldwide. It'll get a sequel.
And look at that. Sonic wins again. The better movie between Sonic and the Super Mario Brothers.
Kev, we've already discussed this, and nothing will ever beat the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, because it's the bottom of the barrel, so as long as it shows up, it wins.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, I saw that in theaters. I can talk all the shit I want.
No,
I paid
you
my
cannot. We have been going at this for 5 years. This is the greatest movie ever made, Kevin.
Rose-colored glasses, my friend.
All right, and then Birds of Prey came in second with $17 million for its second week, so kind of a big dip there. And that kind of stinks because that's a fantastic movie too.
Yeah, so, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Let's see. What other kind of news we have? Oh, no one was asking for it, but the first vertical format blockbuster is coming.
What? What? What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who still shoots in vertical?
I don't know, but Deadline is reporting that... a name that I am not going to even try. Beck, ma'am.
Oh, that's Tamir Bekmambetov. Yeah, dude, he's awesome. He directed a fucking...
Escape from Hell?
Yeah, he directed Escape from Hell. No, for some reason, I thought he was Nightwatch. He might have been He was... I think he did Nightwatch.
Is that vampire? I don't know. So it's called... So he's directing a World War II film called V2 Escape from Hell, which is shot entirely in vertical format because reasons.
Yeah, he did direct Night Watch. Okay, cool. So I'm not going crazy here. So.
Yeah, but fuck cool. This. Fuck this, man. Fuck That's this. Dumb. This is the dumbest thing ever.
Like, he's a visionary director, but this is a dumb idea.
It's a very
well,
dumb
everyone
idea.
Watches videos on their phone in vertical, so fuck it. That's how we're going to...
Yeah.
We're also going to turn the screen in the theater vertical. We don't know how yet, because the theaters are saying no, but we're going to make it happen.
It's going to be one of the employees' cell phones. They're just going to project it to turn it over. You're going to get like the iPhone pre-screen, you know, when you set it to like monitor or to like present.
Yeah. It's a bad idea. I'm not a fan of this. This is really dumb. And this just goes to show that I think that people don't know what people really want. They're just following a trend and or something that people fucking do. Like, nobody's asking for this. And if they are, I don't know them.
Like, I could understand it if it was a found footage-esque movie. If it was going to be like a Cloverfield-like movie. Uh-huh. Everyday Joe, am filming a movie while horrific events are or whatever is happening around me. To me, that makes sense. But a World War II movie, that makes no sense. Because even when I was reading the synopsis here, we were talking about the downed pilot and stuff, I was like, okay, like maybe it's supposed to be his body cam and maybe it's just shoots in a weird format or whatever. But no. World War II, that ain't fucking happening. Yeah. So
they're like, hey guys, so what we're going to do is put this GoPro on your head. Wait, they didn't have GoPros back then.
Yeah. So I was thinking... again, I think this has to be like how they anticipate people viewing it later. Like, I mean,
yeah.
People...
I think it's one of those. I think it's that trend of 3D, right? Like, because first you see it in the movie theater, and then all of a sudden, all the TV makers are like, "Well, let's do it." And now we're seeing this vertical shit happen too with TV makers at CES. They have LG and Samsung both made TVs with a click of a button go from horizontal to vertical. And nobody asked for it. Did you guys see this thing or no?
No.
Yeah, it's.
I guess people just. Yeah.
Because they show off a lot of shit that never actually comes to fruition.
That's true.
That's true. That's very true. But I have a bad feeling that this will be in stores because A, it's pretty and people need to flock to the store to see it because it's like, oh, cool. And B.
Well, what's cool about it?
Someone's.
You literally just cut your viewability down and. Like by into a third.
I'm with you, but yeah. But teenage Bobby and Lisa, they're gonna be like, oh my god, I'm not a.
You know what? The most important things that are captured on film happen right in the center of film, and so like, let's just go back to 4:3.
Oh no, no.
Oh boy,
I don't need to see a widescreen. Bleh. I want to look at it on a cube.
It pains me to hear you talk like this.
It's retro and cool. Fuck vinyl. It's all about cassette tapes.
Fuck 80s. We're going 90s.
God. I can't wait for this cassette tape fad to fucking end. I'm so tired of like indie bands and punk bands releasing shit on fucking cassette tapes.
Yeah.
It was
like,
cool.
That's the worst form of media. Like it degrades and is shit.
It was cool when they first started. It was cool when it first started, but
it was not cool then either. Like, you know, because for a while everyone was making LPs and shit. Everyone was pressing records and whatnot. And you know, that was cool because that's a cool, like, classy way of making music. Mm-hmm. You're getting good tones. You're getting a product that's going to last for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, motherfucker, ooh, cassette tape. Like, bitch, no one has a cassette player.
Yeah. I had
a cassette have to rewind?
It was mostly, like, punk bands would do, like, the 6 inches, they'd call them, you know, and, like, singles and stuff like that. Yeah, dude, I used to have a collection.
Oh, my God. The
thing was, you had to. It wasn't because it was cool. It was because that was the only way you could listen. So.
And then you had to flip the tape over.
Oh man, if you get the one Walkman, you can get it where it flips for you.
Oh, I did have one of those, but it was what's that one company called? It was Iowa. It's
yeah,
AIWA.
Yeah.
But they blew up, and I had their cassette player that automatically switched and played B-side. And it had an EQ on the front. I thought that was so badass.
Hell yeah.
Man.
But then it would go in your pocket and rustle around your EQs and get all jacked.
Yeah.
Just 90s things.
Yeah. Let's see. Rick Moranis, guys. We got some news. He's returning to acting officially. He's coming back for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the sequel that's going to star Josh Gad.
Yeah, this is it's heartbreaking to hear this story, but I'm excited. I'm excited to have him back. Like, you know the premise of the movie, right?
My hope is that it's more like Honey, I Shrunk the Grandkids.
I'm reading it here, and he's been tinkering alone in his attic for decades, dealing with the grief of losing his wife. When we first meet him, he has accidentally shrunk himself and is flying around in a shrunken drone. And lost. So, oh my God. Oh my God. He later reveals he shut himself away to try to invent a solution to help shrink his wife's cancer, but found it hard to cope when he ran out of time. This is supposed to be a kids movie.
That's what I'm saying. They're really fucking upping us or Finding Nemo us, you know, like right at the very beginning, give you that like fucking kick to the genitals that you like don't want. And then you gotta like just make it through the rest of the movie. And this is like real life shit. Cause like, I mean, that's why he quit Hollywood, was to take care of his kids after his wife passed. So it's like, man, this is kind of, I guess he was waiting for the right project. And this seems to be the one that kind of defines, you know, what he wants to do.
Yes, but there's rumors also that he's coming back for Ghostbusters as well.
Cool.
So
awesome. It'd be great to see him. I put him in everything. He's fantastic.
And he needs to come back also for Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh my God. That is one of my favorite. I love that. I can't wait to show that to my kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, this movie sucks, Dad. Yeah. Not that it sucks, but like, it is one that has not aged well, but like, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's campy enough for us, but I don't, mm-hmm. I just cannot see newer generations like giving a shit.
That's true.
Like, yeah. That's bad. That's bad. Why didn't they just CG that character?
Dad, why isn't this shot on vertical? It would be much better.
Definitely heard Doug say Little Shop of Horrors. Is that not what it is? Is it not Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors.
Horrors.
Sorry, let me be a little more. Let me pronunciate it better. Horrors.
Steve Martin was fantastic in that. Everybody was fantastic. I loved mm-hmm. Steve Martin's dentist. Yeah. Him and Bill Murray. He had to kick Bill Murray out. Yeah. Like, there was so many great cameos in that, too. Oh, I got to revisit that.
Yeah, you do. Everybody does.
Did you ever see the alternate ending that like they revealed like 25 years later? Yeah. I love it.
With like the apocalyptic ending?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I kind of wish they would have done that.
Guys,
too dark.
Way too dark. But obviously, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the whole cancer thing, not too dark. Not in 2020.
Man, yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Kids these days are used to some dark shit.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
As I said, because you got treated by Up and Finding Nemo and all these other like movies that start off as heartbreakers and then you just kind of recover from. So yeah, this is just kind of just continuing the trend.
We've got some news on the Uncharted movie that's never getting made.
Good. Oh God, I hope it never gets made.
That's
where I'm at now.
Tom Holland says is revealed that the Uncharted movie will be a Nathan Drake origin story. And since we're on to the 14th director, you know, we're hopeful that it actually does get made, because now we found out the reason why Tom Holland will not let this movie go, because he says that it has one of the best scripts I have ever read. That's coming from Tom Holland. So he just thinks that it has to get made. It's one of those movies that'll define his career probably.
Not Spider-Man.
No. Nathan Drake, obviously.
I mean, it'll be his own. I mean, I guess, but man, I would love to see. I just want to see it happen at this point because I love Uncharted, and I could always use more Uncharted.
No.
Well, it's better than the Mark Wahlberg Uncharted.
Hey, fuck you.
That's he's still a man. That's still a possibility. He still might be playing. So well, that's the same fucking movie.
No, I'm talking about. Remember, he was supposed to play Nathan the first time, and it was what they had. Oh, what's his name? Look at Jer's getting so angry.
I don't remember any of this news. Yeah, I just remember when he was going to be Sully. Sully.
No, I thought what's his name was supposed to be Sully from Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix.
No, Joaquin Phoenix is going to be Sully.
De Niro. What De Niro. Fucking crack dream are you living in, Kev?
I swear to God that like when they first talked about Google Uncharted, it. They said Mark Wahlberg
Google it. Google prove it. Prove it.
God damn it.
Prove it.
I'm looking that up.
All right. We're waiting. I'm not moving on to the next story until we figure this one out.
Jana says, if it's really that great of a script, then I'm in. I just want to say this is the greatest script he's ever read in his life or his career.
He is
or whatever.
Only 20.
And I just want to say, what? He's only read like 4.
Fuck off, Doug. That's so mean.
and also, no one's letting him read scripts anymore. That motherfucker has the biggest goddamn mouth in Hollywood.
Also, I think that it's all that as well is a marketing ploy. I think they let them leak that shit out. But hey, that's just conspiracy theories. Kev, do we have an update on your story?
Yeah, this was of 2010.
Posted in the chat so everybody can read along.
It was a real thing, and they were going to reunite Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro in this movie.
This is in 2010. This was 10 years ago.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but there was a time, and that's what I remember. And it was Mark Wahlberg, and it was going to be David O. Russell's adaptation. And I feel like we talked about it on the show before, because I remember the David O. Russell.
10 years ago we talked about it?
No, but, you know, this movie's been fucking in the development for that long, so I'm sure the stories have come across a bunch of times.
Wow. Well, see, Kev, I got to give it to you. I didn't think you were right, because 99% of the time you're not. But
it's so bad shit. Crazy, it does. I understand.
But I gotta give it to you this time. I'll eat crow. You're right. Mark it on the calendar.
There you go.
I thought we were having another 4K 4K Sony
checkerboard
issue. Checkerboarding.
Yeah.
All right, we've come to the part of the show, and we've done this for years, and it's a fun thing that we do where Hollywood steals our ideas. We've got some news about Jurassic World 3.
Hey, did you ever watch the short film that he released earlier?
Yes.
Later last year? Sorry, I would say earlier this year. That was definitely 2019. That shit fucking ruled.
Yeah, it did. With the campsite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jurassic World 3 is coming, and it's going to bring back Jake Johnson and Omar Sy. Here's what I think they're going to do, and you guys can agree or play along with me, but I think that Jurassic World 3 is going to completely steal Ghostbusters, the storyline from that. And specifically, the lead characters, all three of them, the ones who released the dinosaurs into the wild, they're going to get arrested, and they're going to be put into prison, right? And so, like I said, this is going to be very Ghostbusters. They're going to be put into prison. All of a sudden, the dinosaurs are just rampaging the cities. They're just taken over. And no one knows what to do. But it's revealed that Blue is the alpha male. And he's controlling all the dinosaurs.
Oh, bad news about... Okay.
Oh, wait. Did Blue die?
No, Blue didn't die, but Blue's a female.
So Blue is the alpha female, which is great for 2020 and beyond and representation. So Blue the female is the alpha female and is just leading the charge on just wrecking all these dinosaurs. And the only way that they know how to stop the dino rampage is to bring back... What's his fucking name?
Dwayne Chris the Rock Pratt. Johnson.
No. Chris Pratt's character.
Owen.
Owen. The only the way to stop this I feel fucking like that's thing, right. I don't know. It's probably right. We'll call him Owen for now. Is to bring Owen back because he's the only one who can talk to Blue. And to get these dinosaurs back to the island where they belong.
This sounds like the plot for Planet of the Apes, like with Caesar.
So that's how it's going to go. That's it. That's my theory.
All right.
But Owen Grady.
Oh, good job.
There you go. Look at that. Good pull.
Isn't Sam Neill and Laura Dern and
Ian Malcolm?
They're all coming back.
And Ian Malcolm.
That's his real name.
The only person who's. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum, aren't they supposed to be back too?
They are, but they're going to be enlisted to help because they're going to need a team.
It's a disaster.
It's chaos.
This was a mistake.
And so they'll probably put on photon packs and could go take these dinos down. they'll also go into a museum where ooze surrounds the entire museum, and the only way out is by singing.
We've already done a museum scene though. I was That's true. Jurassic World 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Blue is the gatekeeper.
Yeah, Blue is the gatekeeper, and the only way to save the city and the world is through love and through song.
And to get into the Statue of Liberty and walk down the streets of New York.
Yes!
With a Super Nintendo a Nintendo Advantage controller.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
Has anyone gone back and tried to play video games on that thing? Like, hook it up to a modern console and play a fighting game? Let's do it with two buttons.
Controller?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a bad control. I remember it took both control slots, so you couldn't use it and, like, have a second player. Because... Unless you had one of those like four player adapters, which
too big for two players.
Yeah.
This is your big boy remote.
Yeah. And I still have never used a power glove.
I put one on. Never really used it.
I've never. What was all the buttons for? Was there like a keypad on there?
That was just a reference to that fucking movie with the power glove with Fred Savage.
Oh, Wizards
of the Coast.
Wizards of the Coast, yes.
The Wiz.
No. The
Wiz. No, not The Wiz with Michael Jackson. I think it was just The Wizard.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like the Power Glove. So rad.
This story, I mostly put on here. A, it's real badass. But B, Doug is obsessed with naming off people who are in movies, and you know, he's obsessed with the IMDb. So I thought he'd have a lot of fun with this one because there's a lot of actors who are playing really cool characters. And, I'm talking about Masters of the Universe, the Netflix series, the animated.
Everyone's Holy in this. Fuck. Shit, Everyone's dude. In this fucking
Doug,
show, man.
Doug, take it away. Everyone. Who's in it?
Fuck. Yeah.
Who's in it, Doug?
I have to scroll down to get to it.
Oh, it still goes.
Here we go. Mark Hamill as Skeletor.
Mm-hmm.
Lena Headey as, I guess it's Evelyn.
Evelyn, but Evelyn.
Yeah, Evelyn, yeah. Which y'all may know her as Cersei from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Connor from the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. We were talking about the new Terminator movie, and then someone said something about, like, we were talking about her, and I was like, oh, Summer Glau was in that. And I was like, oh, yeah, Lena Headey was fucking...
Yeah, and she was fantastic. That series was unbelievable. It was so underrated.
Nobody watched it.
It sucks we never got a closure to it, because it ended on such a cool cliffhanger, and we never saw it.
I don't know who Chris Wood is off the top of my head. Sarah Michelle Gellar as Tila.
Yes.
Liam Cunningham as Man-at-Arms. Liam Cunningham, by the way, is in a lot of fucking stuff lately. He was he's in Gears of War, and he was in Star Wars Fallen Order. He was the guy that you fight on Dathomir.
Oh, okay. That guy.
Yeah. Steven Root. You guys know Steven Root?
I don't know.
Office Space.
Oh yeah.
King of the Hill.
Yep.
Barry.
Oh yeah, the stapler guy.
Mm-hmm. The stapler guy.
Oh, Dickler, cool. Stapler. Yeah, he was also in True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
he was.
Sure.
And Dodgeball.
Diedrich Bader, great voice actor. He's been Batman a couple of times. Also, if I remember correctly, what's that one movie? Napoleon Dynamite is the I'm the bodybuilder guy.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he was also
my wife Sheila. That guy.
Whose Line? Yeah.
Yeah. Henry Rollins,
mm-hmm.
which yeah, needs saw no, that. No, no one. Griffin Newman, who was on the Tick show as oh. Moth, as the Moth, as, mm-hmm. the, as the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever his fucking, what was that character's name?
Arthur.
Trying to Arthur. Yeah, I was like trying to imagine yeah. the Tick saying his name. Arthur. Let's see. A lot of other, Alicia Silverstone, Justin Long, Jason Mewes, Phil Lamar, Tony Todd.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Michael Richardson. That's a great pull too, man. That's another Beast voice man. Actor. This is just a fuck. He's just in so much stuff, man. Kevin Conroy, so Batman.
As Merman.
As Merman. And Harley Quinn Smith, Kevin Smith's daughter. Also.
Badass.
As Alina. This is a fucking great cast, man. Mm-hmm. When I first saw the post about it, I thought it was bullshit. Like I thought this was like his like wet dream. Like, okay, man, who can I get to be in my He-Man series, Masters of the Universe. Like, who the fuck can I get? Like, oh, here's my wish list. I'm like, no. That is the list. Mm-hmm. That is like the most badass fucking voice cast assembled in such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awesome show, I think.
It's so good.
Guys, you know, we're in a space where people are trying to profit off of Stranger Things and how the 80s, how popular it is, and you know, going back to that. What's really cool is we're kind of getting a modern movie, but also bringing in the 80s, because we're getting a Goonies TV series, and it's on Fox, and it's going to be kids. It's going to follow kids trying to create a shot for shot remake of the 80s adventure.
So they're like sweeting it.
Yeah. they want to go to all the locations, they want to shoot it, and you know, they want to, you know, make it shot for shot. I mean,
yeah.
Now what would be really cool is the twist is that fucking ship is actually still in the cave.
Right. Just left that prop in there.
Yeah, after it sailed out, we put it back in. No big deal.
Did you know that?
Oh, so this was interesting. So I was thinking, like, okay, is this gonna be like some sort of competition show where we watch these kids like actually watch the process of them trying to do it? And like, no, it's a scripted show, mm-hmm. which is fine also because it's about like a substitute teacher who finds inspiration in kids, blah 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 blah, and then they start a project to remake it, which is still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of those where I hope that at the end of the show's run, we get to watch the movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The one that they make.
Yeah, because one of my favorite things in The Office is the mention of Michael Scarn in his threat level Midnight mm-hmm. movie. And then finally there's an episode where you get to watch some of the movie. And then I shit you not, like 2 months ago, they released mm-hmm. the full movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
So there's stuff that's not in that didn't make it in the episode that's in the movie that they finally like they released.
That's
which
awesome.
Is just chef's kiss. So I want to see it. I want to see them like actually shoot
the movie.
Shoot, yeah, campy and all. It can be as campy as yeah. hell. I don't care. I want to watch it.
Yeah, totally. Also, I just found this a fun fact. The Goonies and Kindergarten Cop were filmed in the same town. Astoria, Oregon.
So long, Astoria.
Yeah, that's what that's what the Atari's album was written for. That song, like the whole album, this is my wish, and I'm taking them back,
mm-hmm.
taking them all back. I love the Atari's so much.
I love the Goonies. Aladdin is getting a sequel
that no one asked for. We didn't ask for it in the 90s, and we're not asking for it now.
But good news, it's not following any more of the actual animated films. They're going to make an original sequel.
Is this going to go direct to video also?
God, I hope so.
Direct to Disney Plus. That's
direct to Disney Plus. Yeah. That's how you do it, Dan. Yeah.
But did you guys watch? I mean, Jeremy, you've seen it. You've seen the new Aladdin, right?
Yes,
it was
really
good. I liked it.
Is that?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think Will Smith was fine for what he was doing. He wasn't trying to be like Robin Williams.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible.
I enjoyed it. I can see out of all the remake movies that they've done so far, I would say this would be the best one to do a sequel of so far.
Okay.
I'm on board with it.
I'll go with you. I'll watch it.
Hey, Aladdin. We talked about this morning on the diner. But Aladdin is going to be at Dallas Fan Days, along with original
Adam and Eve.
Adam Aladdin. That's his real name. Adam Aladdin.
Original Adam. You know, from the Bible.
Yeah. So, real crazy. He's starting to do Comic Cons now. Money's running short.
He
needs new leaves.
That the Garden of Eden, its economy is running a little dry. So
it's really gentrified lately. So it's hard to get keep that condo going.
Just him and Eve. That's all there is. Just a lot of snakes running around these days, though. You know, it's just a lot of snakes moving into this garden. Things ain't looking nice anymore. Okay. Anyways,
not ever since the Trump Tower went in.
Yep. Fucked him up.
Oh my god, all the wetlands they destroyed to make that thing. So all the snakes live there now.
Oceanfront property.
There's but hey man, security there is real nice. There's an angel with this flaming sword out front guarding the fucking entrance. So
it's real cool.
Metal.
Ain't nobody getting in.
Man, I feel like we should end the show right there. Can't get better than that. All right, let's talk a little bit video games. Where Sony is having a price issue with their PS5 already, and it hasn't even been announced for the price, but it seems that the components that they're putting together for this thing cost them $450.
Oofa.
So, but they know that they can't price it over $400. Like, it's going to be another one of those, what was it, Xbox that priced it at $599?
Xbox One first came out, I believe it was $500. And PS4 was $400. Oh, Xbox One was $500.
It was PS3, wasn't it? That was $600?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the 60 gig version.
Yeah, like, they cannot have another PS3.
No.
And so they will need to sell this at a huge loss if it's really $450 a piece.
Yeah, at that point, you hope that you make your money back in, like, the peripheral items or whatever you fucking call them.
They will.
Stuff. Your controllers, you know, and services, almost. You almost have to pray that people go for, like, your...
But word has it, anyways, that...
PlayStation Plus.
Word has it that... most of these companies for the first year sell at a loss anyways for these consoles.
Exactly. Just to get them in homes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and especially like they're probably just waiting it out for Microsoft to like basically shoot their price out. And then they'll be like, oh yeah, that's us too. Yeah, totally.
Well, Xbox is kind of doing the same thing. Not that they're just having issues with components, but they're kind of like.
Yeah. They're trying to show each other. They're trying to see each other's hand.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got?
I think both
are going to go below whatever you're putting out.
Exactly.
I think both get released at $400.
Yeah.
I think Xbox should come out swinging. Like you we think want
like
most,
300.
We want, yeah.
350. Oh, that's gonna be tough.
You
want to
push these into
in
everyone's house? You market them significantly cheaper than your competitor.
Now I agree that would be amazing and be awesome, but I don't think they can afford that.
Yeah, they can't go that far. But the thing is, I mean, they could set this price at $400 and they're going to take a loss now, but that technology is going to come down really quick. This is just going to be, it's going to suck for the first few shipments. And then those parts are going to come to them on a much cheaper level and they'll start to see a profit over time. Yeah. And that's still going to get initial systems out.
But I think
that's the only thing I can think of.
I think
obviously cheaper over time.
That's the thing. That's why Sony is looking at releasing their games on PC as well. Is because of the fact that, you know, the money's in the software and the money's in the DLC and it's in the microtransactions. So
I think because you're only going to get, someone's only going to buy one console, but they're going to buy 20 games, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to keep them coming back by having them spend way more on games and stuff than over the long run. Because, you know, yeah, I've only bought one PlayStation, right? But I have a dozen games on it. Mm-hmm. So
do you guys think this is going to be the last console generation?
No.
Or at least in, man, I think it's going to go full streaming after this.
No.
And you're buying set-top boxes, except for Nintendo. Nintendo will still make their niche software.
Not until America's infrastructure is there to support everyone playing online and or having internet access to download games or stream games, especially when a lot of the parts of the country still have data caps. You know, we have people on our Discord that talk about, like, they can't download a game this month or an update or something because they have a cap. So until that goes away, whenever that is, I don't think we'll be there yet here in America. Mm-hmm. Just because I think that option will be there, and I think it'll become more popular. I think we'll start seeing discless
consoles
and stuff. Yeah, but I don't. But streaming, no, not yet. We're not there yet.
Yep. We're probably two generations away before that happens, you know.
Okay, fair enough. Because, you know, these console generations get longer and longer. Like now,
well, this one I think was the same as the last.
We're year seven right now.
Yeah. So, speaking of streaming, both Samsung and Microsoft are working together on a premium cloud-based game streaming experience. So cool. It will involve Microsoft's xCloud appearing on Samsung phones. And so it's a gaming partnership with Xbox. And so I think, you know, this is one of their strategies of and how to test out and bring xCloud to as many people as possible. And I think maybe that's the way they do it. You know, we talk about these consoles being, you know, streaming and stuff. Maybe we have the next gen consoles in our pockets to where we're using LTE 5 and LTE 6 in order to stream the games. And we can put our phone down on the couch. We mirror the phone up to the TV and we sync our Bluetooth controller and away we go. You know, that's a real possibility, especially with the way that the theoretical speeds of LTE 5 are being, you know, boasted about. So 500 megabytes down a second up to a gigabyte, depending on where you are. But that is one way to get broadband to everybody, right? Is through your phone. But again,
you're also assuming that they're not going to throw in data caps and stuff. I mean, like, AT&T is like notorious for that shit.
Right. And that's the other thing is the fact that it's, you know, how much are you willing to pay for all that? So a lot of stuff has to happen, but, this is just another way of Microsoft leaning into gaming and partnering up and opening up themselves to just be there for gamers. And I think it's a smart move. They're not a walled off garden anymore. And, they're just trying to get their games in front of as many people as possible.
Not a walled off garden, not like that Garden of Eden.
Not like that Trump Tower in the Garden of Eden with the angel with the flaming sword.
There's like maybe 20 people that get that joke.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of fucking heathens.
Yeah, go to church.
Read a book.
Read the book.
The one and only book provided to unto us by our Holy Father. Thank you.
And that's Terminus. Go find it on audible.com right now.
Oh, speaking of, you know, continuing the Xbox cloud streaming, the beta has finally come to iOS devices. And so you can sign up. It's in beta. It's free. You can download it today. The only requirement is that you have to have the newest Xbox controller that has the Bluetooth built in, because you have to sync it to the phone and you have to use it. So there is 50 free games to play for beta. And it's already going. So go get it. Go download it.
Yeah, I was going to tell you guys to do it because I have it on Android. I've had it for about a month now and it works great. I synced up my controller with it. They have like Gears 5. They've got all of their first party titles on there available. You've got 2K20 if you want to get angry on your mobile.
Fuck them.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of stuff on there that you can play for free. And yeah, man, it runs really smooth. I was really surprised with it.
So I would be interested.
Make sure you're on Wi-Fi so you don't burn through your data.
I would be interested in this just to try it out, but I don't see it as like a, you know, a long-term thing. But this is how this is the difference between what Microsoft is doing and what and Google has done with Stadia. Like, they didn't go through a process of spending years perfecting what their streaming service would be, and then it fucking failed at launch, essentially.
They wanted to be first in the market.
Yeah. As to where Xbox is like, no, that's the slow burn. Like this, we see that it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen for a long time. So let's perfect what we're doing before just throwing something out there. Mm-hmm. So I know that a lot of gamers hate Epic and their store and their exclusives, but God damn, they're doing some great things. And this is just one more thing that I really have, you know, I compliment Epic for doing, and which is, they're condemning loot boxes. And so Tim Sweeney, what a sweet, sweet man, has just come out and said it. It's just like, during a keynote speech at the DICE Summit, where he says, we have to ask ourselves as an industry, what do we want to be when we grow up? Do we want to be like Las Vegas with slot machines, or do we want to be widely respected as creators of products that customers can trust? And I think we will see more and more publishers move away from loot boxes. And, you know, yes, he has microtransactions in his games, but they are all cosmetic, and they're put out there in a way that you can buy it if you want and you don't have to. Mm-hmm.
And well, yeah. And it's not hidden behind something too. It's not like a surprise box or whatever. You know what you're getting. You know what you're putting your money into, and people are following suit. Yeah. Call of Duty's just like that now, the newest one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I respect that. I do like Epic. I like the Epic Store. They're giving away free games. Say what you want about the exclusives. I don't give a fuck where I play my game, like buy my game. It's, you have to have all these players, all these game fucking environments and launchers on your system anyways. I don't give a shit. Like, people are like, I need one clean library. Okay. Like, what a fucking box to stand on.
Yeah. Okay. Then go get the fucking Galaxy 2.0. Yeah.
Bye.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's where you can launch everything from there, but you still need the other stores to purchase buy it, the games, but they're all there.
So
they gave away a lot of great games during Christmas too. Epic did. Hell like, yeah. They were doing like 12 days of Christmas where every day they were giving away something really good. And then one time during the Batman anniversary, they gave away every single Batman game, Lego Batman's and the Arkham series, for free. It's so, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at my my Epic library earlier because I was downloading Division 2 that I got for like $10 or some shit not too long ago through them. Again, I was like, I have all these fucking Lego games. Because I got them for free, and I already own all of them already on, I think, both Xbox and Steam. But no, they're free, man.
Yeah, you gotta get them. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, they're free.
So, I like what they're doing. Yes, it doesn't have as many features as Steam, but I don't fucking use any of those goddamn features. Rarely.
I usually show us offline anyway, so I'm not going to be taking advantage.
We have like an 8-bit geek, like a Steam group sort of thing that we kind of used for a little bit when we first launched it, like, I don't know, fucking 6 years ago. And I mean, I just don't.
Because so, you know why?
If you're listening and you want to use it, hey, go. There's
you know why?
Peoples.
Because it was cool for a minute, but then Discord came out and completely fucking wrecked them.
You know what? That's so true. That's exactly what happened. I think like we started that, and then like within, maybe it wasn't 6 years ago then, because we haven't been using Discord for 6 years.
No, we've been used for maybe 2 years now, and it took us maybe about a month or so, and we were already over like 100-150 people, and it was just it was crazy. Like, Discord's a great device. I mean, it's a great application for getting a community together.
No, way better than those stupid fucking forums.
Generational gap, Jer.
Hello? Hello? Yes, I'd like to see about leasing one room in the Trump Tower for a Douglas McDonald. Yes.
I thought you were calling to report a crime. Oh, yes, I'd like to report a crime.
Disney has went ahead and invited
or calling Nick. Hey Nick, yeah, listen, this whole duck thing is not gonna work out.
It's not gonna work out. It's been 6 years.
340 something episodes later. It ain't working,
buddy. It ain't fucking working. Hold on, wait, I got one better. Hey Robin. Yeah, go ahead and cancel that table. Disney has went ahead and invited developers. They want people to make games based on its IPs. They're opening up their IP library, guys.
About fucking time.
So, I guess I don't know. I need to read more into this, but it looks like they've adopted a licensing approach to make its IPs more available to developers and publishers interested.
I think they're realizing, oh fuck, EA might have been a mistake. And also, but looking at it, going like, okay, so they did Fallen Order. It sold over 8 million copies. It's doing way better than we projected. Like, that's sick. People want this shit. And then they're looking at Sony and they're going, those motherfuckers sold 13 million copies of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And fuck. It only took, I don't know, a couple of years to make that game compared to they pushed out 3 games in like 8 years with their license to EA, and 2 of them sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Man, well, and Spider-Man,
I will say so Battlefront 2, as the support and growth that the game has gone through over the last few years, has been phenomenal, and it is a great fucking game.
Yeah, it's definitely improved, and the player community has supported it, and that's great.
Yeah, and the developers are constantly supporting it too. Again, I follow that they're really active on Reddit. So it's like one of the only things I'm actually subscribed to on Reddit is just the Star Wars thing. Even though I haven't played it in months, it's still cool to see them like interacting and being like, people are like, hey, what about this skin? And they're like, nah, we're not gonna give you another Rey skin. Like, if we want more skins, I think we want to focus on like Darth Maul, the people that only have like 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of these people that have like 4 or 5. Like, nah. You good with them. Hold on, we want to work on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but it's just really cool. But yeah, at the same time, it's like, I mean, you guys have had this fucking thing since like 2012. What the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not 2012. Well, 2014. What year did they award them the thing? What year did LucasArts dissolve? It was like 2013, 2014.
Yeah. It was definitely.
Because fucking Battlefront 1 came out in 2015.
They signed a 10-year deal in 2013.
Oh.
So there only 2 years, coming up. Only 3 years left on that, huh?
Yeah. But hey, you know, if the success of Fallen Order has lit anything under their asses, you know, if they're seeing again especially in comparison to Battlefront 1 and 2, I think Battlefront 2, you know, has probably sold more copies because it's been out longer. It's been out since 2017. You know, like, again, maybe it'll be, okay, while we're good with this as far as like, you know, people do like us when we make it right, but this as a new IP, like, or as in like a new story and a new characters and everything, like, in that regard, I don't know, I just hope that like that inspires more, not just a sequel, but like, yeah, give us more of that shit. And again,
expand the universe.
And yeah, and just the people just clamoring for a fucking KOTOR like remaster, like, just fucking do it
for real.
It's been almost 20 years since that game came out, which my mind just blew up a little bit, but like, get at it, guys.
Yeah,
agreed.
Such a good game.
Agreed. All right, last story before we get out of here, which is a fucking awesome statistic. Well, The Witcher 3, the sales were up 554% thanks to the Netflix show. 554%. I don't know what that translates into units sold, but it's a lot.
Yeah, which is rad. I mean, that's cool. It's a great game, great show.
I like the caption for the article or whatever.
I know you would have.
Yeah, the Witcher. More like the richer. You know what? And I will say, I'm also curious to see how this, if the show improved book sales as well. Because, like, after the show, I went and picked up the first audiobook, and I just picked up the second.
It's in the top. It's one of the. It's number one in sci-fi or fantasy on Audible.
Yeah.
All the books are in the top 10 or 15.
Yeah, because like I said, there's two collections of short stories that take place before like the actual Witcher series, and that's what the show's based on. And so I watched the show and I was like, this is fucking great. I have to listen to this. And I fell in love with the first book. I was just like, again, like, this is fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
More of this. And so yeah, I'm really looking forward to starting the next book. I had to finish Terminus first, which I mean I did, but yeah, just it's good shit. So I can't believe the show was so good. You know, it was like, oh, Henry Cavill as Geralt.
This is awesome.
And then in the show, it's like, fuck, this is so good.
Hmm.
They're like the best choice for this character ever. I can't imagine anyone else playing him.
Yep. Yep. It's good shit, the man. Definitive. All right, let's get out of here. Let's wrap this up. Everybody, want to thank you for tuning in to the live show as well as listening on the podcast. We love you. Thank you for the continued support as always. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.